بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Continuing with our lessons on how to improve our salah and make it up to that standard which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that successful are the believers. And who are the believers? What is their sign? That those are those people who stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with khushu and khudu. In other words, with total humility, with concentration, with devotion. How to make our namaz a namaz of concentration, devotion. We are learning this beautiful bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullahi. The kitab has been titled Anwar al-Salah. And this is a very beautiful bayan to teach us how to make our namaz a namaz of reality. And that we can get the true fruits and benefit of namaz. But before we start that sabak, Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullahi, who has compiled this kitab, has given us 5 important points, that if you really want to benefit from this sabak, then first do these 5 points and then you'll see the great benefit of it. And the 5 points we have already discussed, 4 points. The first point we have learned, that a person has to do a course of islah, that is, go to a sheikh and take that and do your course on zikrullah, and then this will put you on the road and a person will start becoming conscious that I must correct my life, I must correct my deen. Secondly, very important that a person makes his niyat solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for any ulterior motive that my namaz now will become very good and I will become a great buzurg, etc. Only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah Rabbul Izzat himself mentions in Hadith Qudsi, An akhna shuraka. I am the most independent of all partners. In other businesses, you see two, three partners, each one wants a bigger share of the business or the profits. But Allah Ta'ala, if you just even a slight and outer, you put, bring somebody else in Allah in the share, that is, you make your ibadat and you think somebody else must see me, Allah Ta'ala says, take all that for him. I don't want any share in that business. So, when we do this course, inshallah, that ikhlas will come. So we shouldn't, as we learned, we shouldn't be frightened that I don't have ikhlas. Why must I carry on my ibadat? No, we just carry on. And making our zikr regularly, and the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, this ikhlas will come. And the third important point we learn is, with regard to khushu and khuzu, what is this concentration and devotion? It's not something beyond our ability, that absorption, that I mustn't know what's happening. But it is simple that a person learns all what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, mustahab, and know that I'm doing a faraz ek, I'm doing a sunnat ek, or at least I'm in this posture, I'm in that posture, I'm standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shaitan will bring all thoughts in our minds, then that thought you just ignore it. Don't even worry about those thoughts. Hazrat gives a beautiful example. He says it's like a businessman in the early days, that they used to live in the farm towns and they used to do hawking. So once a week they used to come to the city and probably on a Jummah, and they have to read their Jummah namaz also, but they have to do all their shopping. Now that person, that businessman, when he is sitting in the bayan, and then he is not concentrating on the bayan. He is still thinking, I still have to buy my paraffin, I still have to do the banking, I still have to do this. So his mind is all over the show. But if you do the course and you become a friend of Allah, also goes, does his shopping and sin. But the moment he comes to the masjid, he puts on his switch and he realizes, I'm in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to does this, a person does the course. Initially it seems very difficult, but then when you reach the end and you get this love of Allah, then you prepare to sacrifice everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala, he says, I went out in jihad not to get the spoils of war, but to give my life. to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he found himself laying on the bed, and Allah ta'ala took his life at home. So jihad also is not that place that your life will be taken. And when a person gets this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we learn in front, then namaz and ibadat becomes an enjoyment. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala who sacrificed all his wealth for the pleasure of Allah. On the battle of Tabuk, so much so that he even put on kurta of sack, and even the buttons was of thorns. Allahu Akbar. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is this man? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, don't you know? He said, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Says, no, I know. But Allah ta'ala has sent me here to give him salams. And to ask him, is he happy in this condition? Allahu Akbar. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought this message. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, oh Abu Bakr, Allah ta'ala sends salams for you, asking, are you happy? He says, raditu billahi rabbah. I'm extremely happy with Allah. That Allah gave me my wealth, why shouldn't? And that's why our Dada Shaykh Adachya Hakim Akhtasab rahmatullahi says, as you do this cause and you recognize Allah, then you realize, jaan di to di hui usi kati. If you give your life, then you're not doing anything great. Allah gave us this life. So what's the big deal in it? Give it back to Allah. Our wealth also is not ours. Everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this cause is a very enjoyable cause. But it's not an easy cause also. Many of us, we slip off along the line. We come a few times to the khanka. Then we get lazy. No, just build courage and just continue. As Hazrat explained, we learned yesterday also, that in the beginning a student finds it hard. Hey, how am I going to finish my whole hifz class? How am I going to finish my alim class? But as he progresses, and then he realizes, when he comes to Dora, now he's smiling, he's giving a party, etc. And then the fourth noor is that a person realizes that the namaz is a very great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's such a great treasure, and as our Hazrat explains, a treasure is something that you got buried in your property, but you don't know it's there. When you come to know and you find out, then you realize. So namaz we got, but we don't know what a treasure it is. When we learn about namaz, the reality of namaz, and as we learn in the next noor also, namaz is that thing, and in the next sabak, namaz is that thing that will correct every aspect of all our ibadahs, and all our life, and our islah will actually take place through namaz. So namaz is that great gift. So in order to bring it into our life, and to try and bring this concentration, devotion, at least for 40 days, make a concerted effort that a person performs his namaz punctually with takbir-e-ula in the first saf. If a person does this, it comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you get two certificates. One certificate that you are freed from hypocrisy. And now your namaz is not just an outer namaz of show, and not just coming just to pass time, or just because to show people I also come for namaz. No, now your namaz will become a namaz of reality. And Hazrat says the easy way is, at home we all have got other work, this work, so we're not there for takbir-e-ula, we're missing rakats, try and go out in jamaat 40 days, but spend the time properly, or come to the khanka, you are free here, so be on time, and perform your namaz, and be early in the masjid, and with this concentration and devotion, then see inshallah. The second certificate you get, Allah says, I freed the servant from Jahannam. Allah, what a great thing. So this is extreme. In this way, our namaz will become a namaz of reality. So even if we want the zikr, etc. in our life, at least first 40 days, make sure we are paban, we are punctual. Then we'll see istiqamat will start coming into a person. Then we'll start getting this steadfastness. The fifth noor today that we learn now, the sign that after I do this whole course, I learn all the five sabaks of this bayan of Shah Ahmad Shahid rahmatullah alayh, what is the sign that I'm successful or not successful? Panch azbaq ka nisab aur mashq ka chilla pura karne ke baad is koshish ka mein kamyabi ki alamat ye hai. After doing this five sabaks and after making a mashq, that is special training for 40 days at least, and then you'll move ahead. It doesn't mean just 40 days, then you're going to stop. After 40 days, you won't want to stop, because now namaz has become part of your life. It has become umore shar'iyya, umore tab'iyya ban gayi. One of the objects of the tasawwuf is umore shar'iyya. The commands of Allah, umore tab'iyya, becomes your nature. It's your second nature. You can't do without namaz. But people like us, myself, that is still not part of our life. So if namaz goes, or if I'm late, so what? I'll do it just now. We don't realize. And as we learned yesterday, those pious servants who never miss takbir-e-ula, and how they feel it. So it becomes their nature. So after doing the chilla, the scores of chilla, now you made so much effort. What is the sign of success? Am I successful or not? The sign of success is ke azmati ilahi jal shano ke pesh nazar apni is hadri mein, yani namaz mein behad kotai karne wala bane mujrim samajhte hue apne upar kareem aka ki meharbani ka mushahada kare. Allahu akbar. That now the greatness of Allah dawns in the heart of a person. Allah is so great. Allah is so magnificent. Allahu akbar. Allah ta'ala's honor, Allah's greatness is so much, that comes into your mind. And then you realize that in front of Allah, Allah allowed me to be present in His court, but I made a real mess of it. I was totally full of faults. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I didn't realize what I'm doing, this thing wrong I'm doing. I thought, like you go and visit a very important person, you got an important appointment. After that appointment, you come out, you tell your friend, hey, but that word I didn't say right. You know, I didn't do this right. I must ask him for maaf. So in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, how a person now realizes, not that now you think, oh, I came, I perform my namaz. My namaz is very good. Each time you do this and you read your namaz, you realize Allah is so great. Allah is so magnificent. Allah is so, Allahu Akbar. Like Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaching his murids the Islah course and about namaz, etc. Two villages, they heard in the village that there was a very big buzurg in that certain town, Gango. Let's go and meet that buzurg. But they are villagers, they don't have much knowledge, so they don't really have etiquette, etc. So they heard that there's a buzurg, let's go meet him. Certainly listen to his bayan. They came to Gango. They heard the Hazrat is in this masjid. When they came to that masjid, majlis was taking place. And at that time, Hazrat was explaining the greatness of Allah. And then he was telling his friends, his murids, that main kuch nahi, khuda ki kasam, main kuch nahi hai. That don't have trust in anybody, not even me, because I'm absolutely nothing. I'm totally useless. So these were two villagers, they didn't understand. They say, ye bare mia kehte wo kuch nahi, hum usse kya milega? Let's go away. They say, this big man, we thought he's a big pious man, but he say he's nothing. So what we gonna get? They lost out in any case, they didn't understand. But now two points are drawn out here. That Buzruks asked, that Hazrat was the great wali of that time. So one is humbleness, and one is to tell lies. That is, sometimes a person, you are Hafiz, Alim, somebody asks you Hafiz, you say, I'm not a Hafiz. No, you ask, say, I'm Hafiz, that make dua, Allah makes me a proper Hafiz, a Jayyad Hafiz, a proper Alim. One is to tell lies, and one is humbleness. So here, what is the answer? That Hazrat was a great Buzurg, and he's saying, I'm absolutely nothing, I'm totally useless. What does it mean? He wasn't telling lies. This is when you recognize Allah, then your humility grows to such an extent. That all the time you're in the presence of Allah. You think you're not worried what people say, what this one say about me, what that one say. Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully, hum aise rahe ke waise rahe, waha dekhna ke kaise rahe. That people will pass lot of comments, oh you like this, you are big sheikh, you this. That holds no weight, it cuts no ice. When we go into the qabr and in front of Allah, then we'll know what. So don't let those things blow your head off. So the pious servants like Mona Gangohi Rahmatullahi, ulama explained that he was keeping in consideration what Allah Ta'ala, that in front of Allah, where am I? Allah is extremely pure, as we are learning in front, and me, I'm full of filth. So when a person does this course, Now the sign of success that you realize the greatness of Allah. And in front of the greatness of Allah, I was extremely behad kotai. I was extremely full of fault. And like a big sinner, I came in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where me and you, Sayyidul Anbiya, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest personality, who had the greatest ma'rifat of Allah, whose namaz we cannot imagine, and the greatest teacher, and teaching the greatest ummati, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching him how to perform namaz. And at the end of namaz, what dua he teaches? Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kasira. What the zulam did they do? What zulam means, I committed a sin. I committed great wrong. I caused harm to myself. No zulam, what it means. And in, according to the greatness of Allah, where can we present any action? And this is what Allah Ta'ala loves. That a person realizes that I am totally useless. And not just realize, and just put a, to just think, oh, I'm useless. No, a person starts realizing this reality. That if a person just ponders and thinks, that Allah Ta'ala apne upar kareem aqa ki meherbani, that Allah is so kind, Allah's favors upon me, you keep it in mind, it's attentive in your mind, you're conscious about it, that Allah has been so kind upon me, Allah gave me existence. Then not just existence, Allah made me ashraful makhlukat, the best of all creation. Allah granted me the gift of Islam. Allahu Akbar. What a great gift. That even the kuffar, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا هُمْ كُفَّارٌ فَلَيُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَهْدِ مِلُّ الْأَرْضِ زَابَ وَلَوْ اِفْتَنَا بِهِ. People who don't recognize Allah and they love a life recklessly, even outwardly they might be thinking they're enjoying life. But when they come in the qabr and on day of Qiyamah, they'll realize that, oh Allah, if we got the whole world full of gold from the skies till the earth, if we give that to you, just give us iman for, and we want iman. Allah says, "Fala yuqbala." I don't want it now. Just in dunya I wanted you to acknowledge that I gave you life. And if I gave you life, you must be my servant, as we learn here. So just to think, Allah is so kind. Allah gave me life. Allah allows me in the masjid. Me, and I know myself. I'm just putting an outward show, but Allah allows me. So isn't that the kindness of Allah? So you won't a person realize Allah's greatness, where my namaz can be accepted. But Allah is kind. Allah is kareem. We got hope. Allah will accept. That kind of namaz is a sign that your namaz is improving. Otherwise, one of the murids of Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali said, Hazrat, that I read namaz and I feel my namaz is just useless. Hazrat says, that is a good namaz. That is a namaz of excellence. The moment you think your namaz is very good, that namaz is failed. Because you haven't recognized the greatness of Allah. In front of Allah's greatness, all the time you realize how useless I am. I am a real sinner. I am a real. And look at the reality. Ke namazi mein meri be'adbi aur gandagi ke bawajood haziri ko kabul farma liya. That in namaz Allah has allowed me, despite my disrespectfulness, I entered the masjid. I didn't even realize I must enter with the right foot. I must read the dua. Sometimes I'm late. I'm just walking into the masjid, rushing so quick. So what disrespect? You walk, your own child, he walks in the house and just bangs up, pushes the door open, no salam. You tell him, go outside. Open the door nicely. Make salam. So we, our own children, we expect them as have respect. So in front of Allah, how we walking? In front of Allah, how we are dressed? We not even conscious. In front of Allah's house, I'm walking like this, like a big boss. Allahu Akbar. So despite our disrespectfulness, Allah has allowed me presence. And despite our gandagi, our filth, our dirt, Allahu Akbar. If a person thinks that, no, I made wuzu, I wore clean clothes, and those are the etiquettes, we should be doing it. Making wuzu, wearing clean clothes, and wuzu has got two aspects. One is outwardly you washing all your limbs of your body, and internally also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said and taught us, when you make wuzu, the sins, all minor sins falls off from your hands, whatever sins you committed. You washing your face, all the sins, and but what that our Hazrat teaches us, make tawbah also. In your mind, that, oh Allah, all the sins of my eyes, I make tawbah. The sins with my mouth I spoke, when you gargling your mouth. So although outwardly you purified yourself, but just scratch yourself little and see what will come out. Blood, pus, your wuzu is gone. So that blood is there, that dirt is there. And sometimes like you come for namaz, you got a certain need. Although the masala is, try and fulfill your hajat first. You want to urinate or whatever, fulfill that. But sometimes you think you'll manage. But that need you can feel. We can feel it, Allah can see it inside. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Our Dada Shaykh al-Shaykh Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Ali says, every morning you get up, read the two names of Allah, Ya Sattar al-Uyub, oh the coverer of faults. That, oh Allah, you are so kind. The way you made my outward body, my wife, if she have to see my two bags, one bag of urine and one bag of stool, how a person, Allah save us, he can't pass urine, he needs a catheter and walks around with a bag, how uncomfortable he feels. That my urine, everybody is seeing it. But it's there. So if your wife have to see it, she won't want to see us. She won't want to sit next to you. And if the smell has to come out, Allahu Akbar. And we know the best food we eat, and then we go to the toilet, Allahu Akbar. One friend of Hazrat, very jokey, jovial person, you go to his house, he's got padded bathroom. And padded his bathroom. So Hazrat says, why padded? Say, here the biggest bombs go off here. And then he's got 3-4 tons of air freshener. He says, these bombs are very dangerous. So so all the filth is in us. And we think, no, I put attar. I'm very clean. And I went clean to masjid. Yes, outwardly you did what you could do. But realize inside I'm still filthy. And that is just the outward dirt. Inside the dirt of enmity, hatred. This love of dunya also, that I'm going for namaz, today I'll make a dua, Allah must give me that BM. Today I must get that deal. So that is the love of dunya. You still got ulterior motives. So when a person thinks of all this filth in me, and all this dirt, then a person will realize, Allahu Akbar, how kind is Allah. And Allah still allows me presence in His masjid all the time. And Buzurgs have explained that the one time you came to masjid and Allah allows you the next time, that means Allah has considered, no, I love this person, I accept this. Like a visitor comes to you, tell him, please come again. And when he comes, you get happy. Not just today outward, like myself, we just put the outward picture. Hey, you must come again. But when he just phones that I'm coming, no, I got some other work and I got some other appointment. No, reality. So Allah Ta'ala ke baar baar hazri ki tawfiq de rakhi hai. That realize that my namaz is full of faults. I am a big sinner. I am the worst and most filthiest person on the earth. But Allah has accepted me. Allahu Akbar. How kind is Allah? Nobody even forget any person, you go to his house and you're full of grease in it, he'll say, bye-bye, just wait outside. Forget another person, your own wife. If you are a mechanic or you clean the garden today and your clothes are messed, he'll say, don't come in my house. Just wait, wash your hands outside, take out that shoes of yours, come without shoes, etc. Go and have a bath before you come and sit and eat. So in front of Allah, and we're coming in Allah's house, Allah didn't put any angels there. This Allahu Akbar, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala save us. If we don't follow the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam, then reality will come. When you come to Hawza Kawthar, that day you'll want a drink and you'll be thirsty. And who better than the greatest personality dishing out the drinks of Hawza Kawthar? With golden goblets, but there they'll be guards. Malaika will be guarding, and they'll be pushing us away, Allah save me and all of us. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Rahmatulil Alameen, will say, that's my ummati. Why are you pushing him away? He says, you don't know. You left the world, he left your path. He followed all other ways, all other fashions that attracted him. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who has extreme mercy for the ummat, he'll say, suhkan, if that's the case, then get away. And that day, it's like throwing salt on the wound. So here also we must think, Allah has been so kind. Nobody has got a right to stop anybody from the masjid. Any person comes, Allah allows. Although we learn that a person intoxicated, then you should explain to him, bhai, you can't come to masjid now, you'll spoil everybody's namaz. But look at Allah Ta'ala's kindness, that Allah gives us tawfiq, so uska shukar kare. That a person should make shukar. Allah has allowed me, although my namaz is rotten, I spoiled it, but oh Allah, please forgive me. Ask for forgiveness. Agar khuda rahasta, halat uske baraks ho, ke ab apne ko kamil aur baroo namaz parne wala khiyal kare. Chahe ye khiyal shukar hi ke rang mein aaye, ke alhamdulillah mujhe achhi aur kamil namaz ki taufeeq ho gayi, to khoob samajh le ke wo apni koshish mein puri tarah se nakam hai. Allahu Akbar. On the other hand, if it is contrary, that now you think, hey, now I read a very perfect namaz. I did the course, what you people know. I went to Khanka, I learned the sabaks, and my namaz, 40 days, I was punctual at my takbiri ula, and my namaz is now high quality. You feel your namaz is high quality, and my namaz is very high improved. And even if shaitan fools you, you put it in the form of making shukr. The shukr, no, now my namaz, alhamdulillah, I'm reading namaz. I got the quality of namaz. Then that is a clear sign that you are failure. That you are totally, you haven't realized that who is Allah Ta'ala. You still haven't realized who is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Because just our Allahu Akbar, Hazrat says, how many Allahu Akbars we saying, but we still haven't thrown the bound world behind us. We still haven't surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. We just saying Allahu Akbar, Allah's greatness haven't even the vapor touched my heart. So we all should check. So if a person has this thought, and even shaitan puts it in a form of shukr, although Buzrugs teach us, when you do a good deed, make shukr to Allah. But not in this sense that, no, now I'm reading a very quality namaz. No, Ya Allah, shukr, you allowed me, but please, I made a mess. Allow me, improve me, Ya Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, we have to worship you. Please, you help me. I can't, I'm too useless. And Allah Ta'ala sees that this person, Allahu Akbar, he's so eager, and he wants to change his, and he wants to improve his namaz. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala is so kind, and so merciful, that a person takes all the precautions, and he tries his best. Then Allah Ta'ala says, this banda of mine is tried. As our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Ali puts it so beautifully, Kaam bantai fadal se akhtar. That, O Akhtar, your work will only get done with the kindness of Allah, with the grace of Allah. So, fadal ka asra lagawe. So, we're putting our hands and hoping for the kindness of Allah. You don't hope for the kindness of Allah out of the masjid, that my namaz is still weak, and where will I be? So, no, you go to masjid with that uselessness of yours, realizing you are a useless person, full of dirt, full of faults. But Allah is kind. Allah is so merciful. Allah allows everybody. And Allah covers everybody's faults. I said that one name, Ya Sattarul Uyub. The second, Ya Ghaffarul Zunub. That, oh Allah, you covered me because you want to forgive me. Allahu Akbar. Whole night you are next to your halal wife thinking haram, and she doesn't know, and Allah covered your thoughts. Allahu Akbar. Imagine halal wife you had, and you thinking of haram, that you are committing zina. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala has been so kind. So Allah brings us here. Allah covers our faults. So Allah Ta'ala, and we should realize we have made a mess. But if it's the opposite, and a person thinks, no, now my namaz is very good, then a person is wishful thinking. He's living in a dream world. You won't progress in that way. Like Hazrat says, you'll become a naqid, contented, and then you'll be falling down. But be a talib, a sadiq, that every time, this is my last namaz, I must improve it. Or baar ru namaz parne wala khiyal kare, and you think, now my namaz is full of current, now my namaz got life. No, my namaz is still dead, I still don't even have a connection properly. That is why continuously I have to go to my shaykh, I have to go to the Allah wala, and rejuvenate. As a sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, just used to meet one another in the street. They used to say, ta'al, just come sit, jajiru imanakum. Let's renew our iman. They used to read suratul asr to one another. They used to talk about something about akhirat. We meet one another, talk about everything else besides the deen. We talk about the weather, who doesn't know the weather? We talk about this news, who doesn't know that news? But about deen, just talk about deen. Then it's very boring. Oh, this man, he spoiled the whole bride now. He's this thing. So that is a sign that where namaz is still in our life. It's not in our life. If namaz is in our life, we'll enjoy talking about deen. Even you go to any gathering, you'll enjoy talking about deen. And then you'll realize my namaz still needs lot of work in all my aspects of life. Chai yekhiyan. And your person says, Alhamdulillah, mujhe achi aur kamil namaz ki tawfiq ho gayi. That now I got tawfiq to make a perfect namaz. Then that is wishful thinking. Then a person must realize, to khub samajh le ke wo apni koshish mein puri tarah se nakam hai. That he is totally unsuccessful in his efforts. That now you think that now I've achieved, and I have been the greatest personality of the ummah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. What a personality. What is namaz? But he goes to Kaaba Sharif at Multazam, and he says, Ilahi Abdukal Asi Ataka. that, "Oh Allah, oh my Rabb, the most sinful servant has come to you. If you forgive me, it's only your kindness. That's your work. And if you don't forgive me, who else can I turn to you?" So we have to be turning to Allah all the time. And don't become despondent that my namaz won't become perfect. Allah is kind that my banda realizes his uselessness and my greatness. That is when Allah Ta'ala's fazl will come. Our work will only become, as we learned the incident yesterday, as it says, 200 years namaz with total devotion. Allah says that is not even enough for one eye. Forget one eye, just one wink of an eye. It's not enough for that. So Allah give me and all of us reality. So when a person realizes, when a person thinks this, then you must realize jahl-e-murakkab mein mubtala. That person is involved in compound ignorance. What is compound ignorance? One is a person knows I don't know something. He knows I don't know something, he'll go ask, "Maulana, please teach me this." But one is a person does, he knows not, but thinks I know too much. So that is compound ignorance. You know nothing and you still think, "Where I need to go and ask this Maulana? I'll teach them what they know. I'll just go on Mufti Google and I'll give them the fatwas. What they know, I'll learn how to read namaz on the internet. Today I'll get the pictures and all." So you are the most stupid, ignorant person. You don't even know you're stupid. So what an international donkey you are. So a person who thinks that my namaz is perfect, He is living in a fool's paradise. He is living in a stupid world. So Allah Ta'ala make me and all of us realize that wo is daulat ka ahl nahi. That person is not even worth being coming to the masjid. But Allah Ta'ala allows him. He is not worth this great gift. When a person realizes what a great gift, I still must learn all the time. And all the time I must perfect my namaz, improve my namaz, my outward postures, my inward, my zikr, my quality of my zikr. Today we all want quality. But what we are getting in the bazaar, all fake things. So our namaz also is fake today. Just a label and all fake labels also today. So we should see that my label is not fake. My namaz is not fake. If a person is worried of that all the time, it will improve inshallah. And when you go to the qabr, Allah will say, "No my banda, you tried. So your namaz we accept as a high quality. But if you think my quality was good already and then you go to the qabr, you'll see, "Oh, I came with fake stuff." What is this? And that is what our Buzuk teaches us, that this dunya is window shopping of akhirat. That you go to the, and many people like to make themselves happy, fool themselves, go to window shopping. At night they go to the shops and they see all the clothing. "Hey, that's also mine. That's also mine." Nothing, you don't even have 5 cents in your pocket. You say, "That is yours." And you say, "Oh, that techie I want to go buy tomorrow." That's a Nike. You go there and that's a different thing. Nike to wear, it's not permissible also in any case. But you go there tomorrow, you see, "Oh, I thought this was a genuine thing. This is the fake stuff." So exactly the same. We shouldn't fool ourselves and think, "I got genuine namaz, genuine roza." Then the reality will come out in the qabr. For such a person, what we have to do, myself, pehle zikr wa shagal se kalb ko saaf karne mein mashghool ho. Now again, we have to get involved in zikr and spiritual exercises to purify that heart. Because pride came in the heart. That heart became black. With namaz, that heart supposed to become white and pure. But pride came that I'm making a perfect namaz. Now that heart became black, now do your cause of zikr again. The cleanser of the heart is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do your cause of zikr again. And the person shouldn't be despondent to say, "Oh shukr, Allah allowed me to make my namaz. My namaz is getting a little better." But not with this, that no, my namaz is perfect. Don't be despondent and become have misunderstanding. No, a person should make shukr when Allah allows you to make ibadat. But all the time realize that I'm still far from reality. My namaz is still, I'm full of faults. Then a person, otherwise again, and just in any case, even so, all the time a person will realize, "I must improve my zikr, my quality, that will improve my namaz. So I must be punctual with my cause of going to the khanka, taking treatment from the Shaykh." Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Shaykh al-Islam Madani Rahmatullahi, very great Shaykh of his time, towards the end of his life also, still walking with the tasbih and making zikr. People said, "Hazrat, You don't need your GPS now. You reach Allah Ta'ala already. You say, this thing that brought me to Allah, how can I leave it behind? So when a person gets the greatness of Allah, then zikr you want to make more all the time. Tilawat you want to make more all the time. And still you realize, where's my tilawat? Where's my zikr? So now a person has to make the scores again. Fir haqiqat di namaz ke hasil karne ki mashq kare. Then make mashq again, make exercise again. That is, do the training course again. That how to correct our namaz. Do the scores again. And beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. As Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Pak, that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَّرَ اسْمَ رَبِّي فَصَلَّى. That a person, if he wants to be successful, he has to do three causes, three stages. Tazakka, the cause of spiritual purification. Get your heart pure. Now your heart again, prideful in your heart. The filth and dirt. One iota of pride, you won't smell the fragrance of Jannat, which goes over 500 years away. Allahu Akbar. And you'll have to go to Jahannam for cleansing. So do your cleansing now. Then do your spiritual. And then, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّي. Do a course in zikrullah. Learn how to make Allah zikr. Out of namaz, you start making Allah zikr. Allah's consciousness come. Then in namazi. We think we are conscious of Allah. But the moment we leave the masjid, see in the bazaar how we act. You're the biggest mufti also, whoever. You go to the bank, now you're making jokes with the teller, and you're telling her all, just to make conversation, which is not permissible at all. So how we have to do the scores of zikr? Then Allah Ta'ala says, now perform namaz and see. Now you realize what is namaz all about. But remember, this is with regard to nafal namazes. Not a person says that now I failed the course, now I must first do tazkiyah, then zikr, then I'll start reading namaz. No, your faraz you have to do. Even if your namaz is incomplete, it's useless, your faraz, you'll have to be so absorbed that I read my faraz. But that namaz will have no value, no benefit whatsoever. But a person do the scores again, then inshallah he'll start progressing. Then like Allah Ta'ala said with regard to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, the pious servants, ni'mal abd, what a servant. You want to see my servants? Allah mentions the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam in the Quran Kareem. What servants they were. Pious servants of Allah also, what servants they are. Otherwise a person, the reality you think, that where I am fit to wear this clothes of pious people. Me and wearing a topi of a pious person and I'm looking at haram. How I'm fooling myself. Otherwise shaitan outwardly will fool you. No, I'm a pious man now. You just go little in Jamaat 40 days. Now your turban. Hey, I'm a big buzurg. That is why in the training, the buzurg sometimes they'll tell you don't wear a turban. Because this clothes outwardly it's making you think you're pious. And so the reality has to come. Then when that reality comes, now you'll be wearing it for sunnah. Otherwise today even youngsters, they say, no, I'm keeping zulfa, it's sunnah. But not for sunnah, the girls must see my hair is flattering also. Then our Dada Shaykh Adha Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah say, particularly in this zamana, keeping hair is a great fitna. And you fooling yourself, you're doing it out of sunnah. That is bringing pride, and that is bringing lust and desire in you. So don't fool yourself. Thus we need a sheikh. You can't do it on your own. That whether I'm doing it for Allah's pleasure, or I'm doing it, my nafs is just this thing. So indeed your nafs will play havoc with us. So without this course, how are we going to do this thing? So this is, we've come to this five noors. The crux of it is, that first a person does the course of going to the khanka, getting a sheikh, doing your spiritual reformation, a course in zikrullah, then our niyat only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third noor was that this khushu and khuzu, concentration, devotion, just to know the different fara'is, wajib, etc., and your different postures, and then you improve, you learn the du'as, etc. And then you do 40 days, you do the exercise, that you do your training for 40 days to be punctual with your namaz, concentration. And then the sign of acceptance or not, that did Allah's greatness come in my heart or not. Sign of success, Allah's greatness come, you realize that where me and where my namaz. I'm still far, I'm still full of filth. Then now you can start, Hazrat starts the next, the sabak. We'll just start the sabak. We are going quite behind schedule. But, first ashara is almost finished. So we'll just start the sabak inshallah and make dua Allah Ta'ala give us barakat in time and we complete this kitab with proper understanding. So the first sabak starts Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sabak ke awal baad hamd wa salam mutalliq bi haqiqat salah. After praises of Allah and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this sabak is related to the reality of salah. What is the reality of salah? Our Shaykh says so beautifully in the kitabs of fiqh, you won't get a chapter on khushu khuzu. You won't get a chapter on taqwa. That you'll have to come learn in the khanqah. There you'll get all the other chapters, what is faraiz, what is wajib, makruhat, all that. But the chapter on khushu, on current, where you plug in your and you got current, that you'll only get here. So this is what we have to come here for. That to learn this reality of salah. So Hazrat starts, Ilahi shukar tere ihsan ka, ke tune hamari dil ko roshan aur zuban ko goya kya. That, oh Allah, shukar to you, oh Allah, all thanks to you, and what favors of yours upon us, that you have given us a heart that enlightened with iman. That you put iman in our heart. You made us Muslims, O Allah. And you gave us a tongue to speak, our tongue that's talking, Ya Allah. That we can make your zikr. What favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we can't imagine. Or aise Nabi Maqbool ko khalqullah ki hidayat ke waaste beja. And you send such a accepted Nabi for the hidayat, for the guidance of the creation of Allah, for your creation, for the guidance of mankind in jinnat of Allah. What a Nabi accepted you have sent, ke jis ki adna shifaat se dono jaha ki ni'mat paave. Yet just by the lowest intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will get the blessings of both the worlds. That without the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where we will be able to get jannat? Where we'll get acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But through the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we're existing here. Allah created this whole world. So what a Nabi Allah has given us. What ihsan and favors of Allah ta'ala upon us. Aur iske rehnumai se irfan ki lazzat utawe. And through the guidance of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you get this greatest gift which all the money in the world cannot pay. You get the marifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah. And this is what you'll get to namaz. And not just when you get recognition, it's so tasty, it's so enjoyable, that now you prepare to give up everything, forget just for namaz, just to make your wuzu properly. Somebody talks to you in wuzu, you make a sign also, that they just keep quiet. After wuzu we'll talk. A person, Allahu Akbar, he just accepted Islam and he started practicing, and those people who accept Islam, they came out of darkness and they're seeing light. We that are born Muslims, we take it for granted. He accepted Islam, he used to be punctual with his just making miswak. He had a flight to catch from New York. He came to the airport, he realized I left my miswak at home. And now the flight, if I go back home, I'm going to miss the flight. Must I now stay to get the flight or my miswak? He says, I'd rather go and fetch my miswak, which is sunnat, I'd rather miss the flight and go on the next flight. So when you get this recognition of Allah, it's so enjoyable, you'll sacrifice everything for this. Allah, give us tawfiq and understanding, and give us reality. Subhanallah, bihamdihi.